Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Evacuation orders for residents in and around Weaverville have been lifted by CAL FIRE as progress is made battling the Oregon fire. The blaze has scorched some 580 acres, a lower estimate than on Monday, and cooler temperatures and less wind have helped fire crews gain containment, which now stands at 45%. More than 1,800 personnel from local, state, and federal agencies are on scene, along with four helicopters in the air. One structure has been destroyed, and one local road has been closed to all but local traffic. Ground crews will continue to work on containment lines and begin mop-up operations. Hoopa tribal officials have called in help from the federal government to investigate suspected incidents of arson that have resulted in a higher-than-normal number of fires in and around the reservation this summer. The Bureau of Indian Affairs lists Hoopa as a top five region for arson-caused fires, and BIA crews have already battled numerous lightning-caused blazes along with 30 suspected human-caused fires as well, including the Sugar Bowl fire that closed Highway 96 earlier this summer. Fire crews from the BIA and other regions of the country have been brought in to assist, and tribal leaders say that any tribal member who commits an act of arson that threatens the homes and properties will be expelled. A Southern California man has been arrested with 14 pounds of processed marijuana in his car. Humboldt County Sheriff stopped the motorist late Tuesday night in Orrick when they spotted him driving erratically. 39-year-old Brian McFetridge said he had just 1 or 2 ounces of marijuana in the car, but when authorities searched the vehicle, they found the 14 pounds. They also found paperwork that he'd been cultivating marijuana for sale. He was arrested for having more than an ounce of marijuana and driving without a valid license. He was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for visitors to local beaches. A heavier-than-normal swell will result in larger waves at southerly-facing beaches with stronger-than-normal currents. Surfers and divers should use extra caution when in the water and be prepared for changing water conditions. The California Highway Patrol and the Eureka Police Department want drivers to use caution now that the new school year has kicked off. Thousands of school children, along with students at College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State, will be in transit, and the CHP wants to remind drivers that the speed limit in school zones is 25 miles per hour. Captain Adam Yeager of the Arcata Area Command said that the CHP will increase the patrol presence in school zones, and they'll keep an eye out for speeders, distracted drivers, and those who put pedestrians in danger. Eureka Police urged drivers to be cautious when in school zones because children are very unpredictable pedestrians, and remind drivers that red flashing lights on a school bus mean traffic must come to a stop in both directions. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you know of an individual or an organization that deserves some recognition for their community service or an act of kindness or heroism, the Red Cross would like to hear from you. The Red Cross is accepting nominations for their annual awards dinner in which they honor the life-saving efforts of individuals or for an act of kindness performed for a fellow community member. And you can get more information about the Heroes Recognition Luncheon by contacting the local Red Cross office. Officers from the California Highway Patrol Garberville Station are investigating two deadly vehicle collisions over the weekend. On Sunday morning, the CHP responded to a report of an ATV accident on private property outside of Laytonville. 35-year-old Travis Edwin Lee of Brattleboro, North Carolina, was riding a highly modified racing ATV on a private track when he lost control and slammed into a boulder. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. And in the second one, the death of a 42-year-old Rio Dell resident. He was riding eastbound on a motorcycle on Matole Road when he lost control. He was ejected and suffered fatal injuries. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.